Please turn with me tonight to the book of Joshua, chapter 20. Joshua, chapter 20. And verse 1. Joshua, chapter 20, verse 1. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge. Wherefore I spake unto you by the hand of Moses. And I will do my best to make a tremendous subject as simple as possible, to be understood by everyone. My title is An Anchor, a Steadfast Anchor for the Soul. Something solid, something sure, something steadfast, but for the soul. Your soul needs a good foundation, a good foundation. Once you get that foundation, you have fellowship with God, you have the forgiveness of sins, and you are adopted in the family of God. The subject is so important that there are 5 passages in 4 books of the Bible. In Exodus, in Numbers, in Deuteronomy, and here in Joshua. So the subject is about the cities of refuge. The cities of refuge. That's why I chose that title, A Steadfast Anchor. Actually, I have taken it from Hebrews chapter 6, our second reading. It's there. It is mentioned there. An anchor, a solid anchor for the soul, for you and me to have solid attachment, relationship with our Creator, with the one who made us, and before whom one day we shall all stand. But, my dear brothers and sisters and friends, this is unique to the Bible among all nations. You read the whole Bible, you will never find such a wonderful provision given by God in how to be spared, how to be saved, how to be protected, and how to be provided. You don't find it among the Moabites. You don't find it among the Canaanites. You don't find it among the Philistines. No other nation in the surrounding of the people of God which gives such a wonderful provision. And you can see, you can read it for yourself later in Exodus 19, in Deuteronomy 33, in Joshua 20 here. And so you can read it. It's so beautiful, fully made, that this is the only way when in comparison to the other nations and to the other religions. It shows how much God appreciates and loves the life of a person. Life is sacred. Life is sacred. Life is God's given. No matter how wicked a person can be in the Old Testament, if you take the life of somebody unwillingly, unwittingly, or not before time thinking about it, God has made a provision in the way you will be forgiven. And no other religion provides such a wonderful way of protecting life. But there are 6 of them. So 6 cities are mentioned here in Joshua chapter 20. But before really I explain, and I will go slowly about it so that we really grasp it. It's a matter of life and death. This was God's initiative. You see, it was not, Moses said, it's good that we have such a refuge or such protective cities. God himself spoke to Moses about the cities. Then Moses spoke also to Joshua about this wonderful provision. But please, don't misunderstand me. I don't want just to speak about nice cities, how they were built. Everything in the text is pointing to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. If you miss that, you miss everything. So the six cities were only an illustration in the Old Testament of how there will be safety, security, salvation, provision, and providence in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And as I said, it was God's own initiative. God installed it, and God gave to Moses and to Joshua to appoint these cities of refuge. They were strategically located, well located, for a reason. And the beautiful thing also, the six cities were spread out through the country, through the land. Remember, when the people were able to enter in the promised land, every tribe was given a plot in the country. Every tribe was given a part in the country. But now, God is saying, yes, you have, each one of you has a location, you have your own land, but don't forget something. There must be six cities. Three cities must be located on the east coast of the Jordan River. And three others must be located on the west coast. So, equally, they were spread throughout the country. Now, there are wonderful criteria God has given to the people on how these cities must be built. And this is very important. I will mention very quickly some of them just to give you an idea, an insight of how so carefully God wanted a sinner to be saved. That's really the purpose. And as an ordinary preacher, can I tell you my desire, the only desire I have is for you to find the Lord. If you find the Lord, you find it all. You find life here, but you find life in the world to come. We shouldn't live just for the here and now. Otherwise, Bible says we are the most miserable of all men. But here is the first thing about those cities. How the city must be built to welcome a refugee, to welcome someone seeking for asylum. Asylum spiritually, to seek for protection spiritually. How should the city be built in order to welcome sinners? And the first thing is that in every city among those six ones, a road must be built. Nowadays, we think it's easy to build a road because we have all the equipment and so on. But just imagine, every one of those cities, the elders must build a road that leads to the town. That's the first thing. A road, a proper road, a good road must be built so that a flying sinner, a running away sinner, must find a place where he can easily go. The second thing is that once a year, that road must be carefully service, if you forgive me to use that word. The road must be serviced. It must be looked after. Are there obstacles? Are there stones on the way? Are there debris of any kind? All those things must be removed so that it is smooth, and as a fugitive, someone running will not find any obstacle on the way. So it must be a good road going to the city and no obstacle to make it easier for a sinner to go into the place. The third thing is that a signpost must be put on every city and for the fugitive, again, from far away, he will see refuge, refuge. So he won't mistake the place with anything else. So that must be something a sinner could see also. And it must be easily seen. The fourth thing about every one of these cities, the doors must never be locked. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the gates of the city must be open. But this is wonderful because in that time, the cities must have gates. And at a certain time, all the gates must be closed, so unwanted visitors may not come in. But when it comes to the cities of refuge, please think about these things. Later, it's not just informative. You can move, transpose from how those cities were built into spiritual matters. And you will see the equivalent of everything on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the gates must never be locked. You can come midnight, midday. It is open. The fifth thing, that those cities must be accessible to a fugitive for a half day. So if you want roughly, normally, somebody running really to save his life. You know, when you are really scared, you are able to jump heights that in normal life you are not able to jump. But also, when you are so scared and running for your life, you can run distances that in normal life you will never be able to do in one go. But it's a little bit between those cities and of any point of the land, there must not be more than 30 miles between one city to the next one for a fugitive. So he's able to run for his life within those 30 miles. But the sixth thing is that the refuge is guaranteed for the runner while the high priest is alive. So guess what? Maybe if you are a pessimist person, I'm not reading your mind, but if you are a pessimist person, you may say, oh, what about if the high priest dies next week? What will happen? But guess what? The text says that while the high priest is alive, you can remain in that city into which you have run away, into which you have come for refuge. But when the high priest dies now, it is even more miraculous, more wonderful, because you can go back to your city, your native city, and you are set free. Nobody will charge you of anything. Nobody will take revenge on you. But guess what? If you are optimistic, what about if the high priest lives for 50 years? So for 50 years, once you get into the city, you have accommodation, you have education, you have care, you have affection, you have judgment, you have righteousness. You have all you need to live in that city of refuge. So this is so wonderful. And you are fully protected and nothing will happen to you. But now, please, let us move from the cities to our own case. What about us? We may say that the person running to the city of refuge, it's because he has killed someone. It's because he has committed something awful. That's why he is running. But please, bring your mind on earth. You and me have committed all sorts of sins. And to make our case really worse, we are sinners, Bible says, we are sinners by nature. We have sinned against God by commission. We have sinned against God by omission. We have sinned against God in our thoughts. We have sinned against God in our words. We have sinned against God in our deeds. So really, all the powers of darkness are behind your heels. And very soon, if you have never trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a fugitive. But remember, in your case, if you do not know where you are going, just imagine somebody who is running, he doesn't know where he's going. He's just running. And that is the case of you and me if we have never found the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no other refuge. So we are sinners by nature and by choice. We need salvation because we have robbed God. God gives us air, He gives us food, He gives us education, He gives us nature, He gives us friendship, He gives us family, He gives us parents, He gives us children. But we say we made these things for ourselves. We are so intelligent and so special. And we have spurned the living God. We have spurned our Creator. We have spurned our Maker. And we think we made ourselves. No, we didn't make ourselves. God made us. God made us. And that's why one day we shall stand before Him and be judged in all the things we have done in this body. So we are sinners. The whole army of Satan is behind us. But God could be a fortress, a solid fortress for you and me if you trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we deserve to die. The verdict is known. Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 18 that the soul that sinneth shall what? Shall die. Romans 3 verse 23. All have come, all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. And we deserve what? Romans 6 23. The wages of sin is death. Why? Because we are sinners. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying these things to crush you down. Oh yes, if the Lord crush you down and then you see that you are not so special, you see that you are not so ingenious, you are not so intelligent and thinking that the whole world must turn, you are the center, the heart of the world. But I'm a doomed sinner. And if God says tonight, you and me shall die, we shall die. But there is life. That's the beauty of the gospel. God doesn't want us to perish. God doesn't want just to live for ourselves this petty life, just like an animal living just for the here and now, just with instinct. I want this, I go for it. I want that, I go for it. No, there is something more beautiful God has for us. Life, real life, abundant life, everlasting life. That's what the Bible is all about. Not just something small. Christ came, Bible says, Christ himself said that he came so that we may have life and abundant life. Do you have life? Oh, I'm not speaking about physical life, but there is a life that is greater. Fellowship with God. Adoption. Forgiveness of sins. Nothing can give you these things. So the Lord loves to save sinners. But I must come to another aspect of the cities of refuge. Where is Christ in all this? What are we talking about? Is just to entertain you or to keep you, to detain you, to just fill your head with more information? No, this is not the purpose. What is Christ has to do with the cities? As I said from the beginning in the introduction, that the cities are pointing to us, to the work done by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's if I could speak to you in your heart, just to show you how God has provided everything we need. Everything we need is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is to show us his mercy against all our enemies. So Christ is the refuge. The refuge is not a city. The refuge is not a place. The refuge is not something. But the refuge is a person. The refuge is somebody. The Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Psalm 61. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a strong tower. A mighty fortress is our God. You know the hymn, Martin Luther. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. So Christ is the refuge. The second application we have to draw from the cities of refuge is that in Christ there is an easy access. Easy. I cannot make it more easy. It is easy. You don't have to perform anything. You don't have to weep. Oh yes, weep about your sins. You must repent, not just remorse. Don't have crocodile tears, that won't do. But real, sincerity in your heart. Lord, be merciful. Lord, help me. I knock at the door. Lord, please open the door for me. Do not close that door. The door actually is open all the time. There is never a time when Christ will say to you, sorry, we are closed now. It's not a shop. Always open and free access to the Lord Jesus Christ. Easy to reach. Let no obstacle keep you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are obstacles you have to remove, by the way. You have to remove pride, arrogance, selfishness, self-determination, self-centeredness. It's me. God must know it's me. But it doesn't work. So these obstacles, unbelief, covetousness, lust, worldliness, just running after the things of this world, stuff, you will leave it on this earth. You won't take it with you. Bible says we come with nothing into this world, and when we leave this world, we take nothing. So in the same way, Christ is available. He is accessible to all of us. No appointment is required. You don't need to phone him to say, I'm coming. No, right now, Bible says today is the day of salvation. Christ is the door. He is the door that is never locked. And you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait another week. You can come right now in repentance and faith at midday, at midnight, even right now. And you see, no other city will protect you. That's the problem. The people, they had so many cities, but they could run only to the six cities. Now, some of us are good specialists. No, Christ won't do. I have my own philosophy. I have my own way. I will do it my way, by my way. It doesn't work. You must run to one of those cities. Otherwise, you will never find salvation. So in the same way, there are many religions. Yes, we give them the credit that many of them have moral qualities. They try to help you in your character. But my dear friends, there is only one saving religion. You can tour the whole world. You will not find a religion that provides a dying savior except the religion of the Bible. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, No other name. There is only one name given under heaven. It means on earth, by which you and me can have fellowship with God and have the forgiveness of our sins. So no other Savior will save you except the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is a sufficient refuge. He will provide salvation. He is the bread of life. You don't have to be seeking all the rest of your life. Right now, today, Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Salvation and safety for the soul is only in Christ. Not only is Christ accessible to all, but he is the only way to escape. The only way. John 14 verse 6, classic verse. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The second part, no man comes to the Father except by me. And Christ said, if there was another way, I would have told you. But because there is only one way, only the way of salvation through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nowhere else is safe. You cannot go your way. And if I may just give you an example, just one among many. When you go to 2 Samuel chapter 2, you don't have to turn there. That's for later. You can read it. You find a record. This is amazing. It's about a man called Abner. We know, we have read a lot about him, Abner. And this man killed the brother of Joab. And now Joab is after him. But guess what? Instead of Abner running to a city of refuge, we will come to the meaning of the names of the cities. And one city called Hebron, which was very close to where he was. And Abner said, no, I will not run to that place. And when you read David heard later, Joab killed Abner. He slaughtered him. And when David heard about, because Abner was so dear to David. And in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 35, David said, oh, Abner, why did you die as a fool? As a fool. While there is a place you could have run to find refuge, to find salvation, and to spare your life. My dear friends, in Christ, there is refuge. In Christ, there is protection. In Christ, there is eternal life. But the cities of refuge were also for all people. All people. I can show it to you. Please turn with me. This one is very good, is important to read. In Numbers, I will show you how it was not just for the Jews, not just for the people living in the land. Even a foreigner, a stranger, an alien could have access. If he ran to the cities, he will be protected. And the same for you and me, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what language you speak, no matter what is your color, no matter what is your pedigree, no matter what you are running away from, if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall receive the same protection. And in Numbers 35, verse 15, you are given a wonderful instruction about how those cities must be a refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge both to the children of Israel and for the strangers and for the sojourners among them. Visitors among us tonight, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, don't say, oh, no, this is just for the people coming to this church. Salvation is available to everyone. Members, adherents, visitors, children and adult alike, men and women, it is available for all of them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. So there was a place for all without discrimination. And the Lord Jesus Christ stands the same. No discrimination. You are not excluded unless you exclude yourself. That's the message of the gospel. The Lord did not just provide a refuge. He is the refuge. Now, the last one, just to compare with the Lord Jesus Christ before I close. The person in the running into a city, as I told you, will be safe while the high priest is alive. This is, even I'm sure children will understand this. Christ, our high priest, died, and on the third day, he was risen from the dead. So which means you don't have to wait for the high priest to die. He is alive forever and forever. So you are safe, and your life is safe, because Christ had died on the cross of Calvary. He paid the price. And on the cross of Calvary, he did all what a sinner will never be able to do. If he didn't die on the cross of Calvary, we will remain condemned. But there is salvation. We can be saved. We can have fellowship with the living God. Oh, he died that we may have a refuge in him. He lives forever, so we are saved forever. I said I will close, but there is something I want just to put before you. The names of these six cities. It's in Joshua 20, verse 7 and 8. You can read it for yourself later, but I want just to give you the meanings of every one of those cities, and you will see how applicable and significant the names even of the cities are related to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ to save us. Oh, very quickly, as I said, it's in Joshua 20, verse 7 and 8. The first city there is Kadesh. Kadesh in Galilee. And the word kadosh in Hebrew, very related even to Arabic, it means holy. Holy. Kadosh. Bayt al-Maqdis, kadosh. You see, you have even Jerusalem being called the holy city. But Christ is the Holy One. He is the Holy One. He is God. But he became a man, the God-man. He came and suffered for the sins of his people. And you can find holiness. You know, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you become a saint. A saint, a sinner saint, separated, set apart, your sins are forgiven. So, may I ask you, come to the Lord. In repentance, of course, you have to run away from yourself, turn away from your sins, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you think faith is hard, if you cannot come to the Lord in faith, come to him and ask for faith. You see, he's available. He's the Holy One. That's the meaning of the name Shechem. Kadesh. The second one is Shechem. And the word Shechem means shoulder. In Isaiah chapter 9, we are told that the government, the authority is upon the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has all authority. That's why tonight, cast all your cares upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for he taketh care of you and me if you come to him for salvation. So, first one, holy. The second one, shoulder, which means power, which means might. The third one is Hebron. This is, we know about that city also. And the word Hebron means fellowship, communion. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Hebron to you. You will have fellowship, you will have communion, and you will have adoption. You will be in fellowship with the living God, with your Creator. And the fourth one is Bezer. It means fortified place. A fortified, strong place. That's the meaning of Bezer. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. Nahum 1 verse 7. So the Lord is our fortified place, a stronghold unto us. The fifth one is Ramoth in Gilead. And the word Ramoth means high tower, exalted. Christ is exalted above all. You come to him, you exalt him, and you praise him, and he will one day glorify you. And the last one, the sixth one, is Golan. And the word Golan means joy, exuberance. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, Bible says there is joy in heaven. For every sinner that repents, there is joy in heaven. Immense joy. Joy beyond measure. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ gives for every sinner. Please believe me, the world will never give you that joy. Never. You can try any fix, anything, riches, education, nothing. But you come to him, you receive joy freely. I give you my joy, the Lord said in John chapter 15, verse 11, I give you my joy, that it may be full in you. Full joy. And that's why you can rejoice always. Philippians 4:4, rejoice always in the Lord, Paul will say. So, Golan means joy, exuberance. All this is for us if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, such love. There is no one can provide such love. And I close with this. Will you die as a fool while there is a place for life? Flee not to a city, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will protect you from God the Avenger, because it is God. You are fleeing away from God. He's the Avenger, and you cannot run more than God, faster than God. He will get you. That's why Bible says, your sin will find you out. So God can be a refuge to you. Forgiveness and salvation are found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are not in Christ, in the kindest way, may I say to you, you are in a big danger. Losing your soul, losing your life without salvation. But you come to him. Christ said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. The security of your soul rests upon the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a hope. There is refuge. But there is also an anchor. That's why we read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 and 19. There is hope for you if you come to the Lord. There is refuge for you. And there is an anchor for your soul. Come to Christ. He is the refuge. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come before thee again. We thank thee for such a Savior, the only Savior, the one who loved us and died that indescribable death on the cross of Calvary. Oh Lord, give us to repent. Give us faith. Give us to be saved, for thou art the Savior. We pray that thou will draw us unto thee, Lord, by the power of the gracious Holy Spirit. We ask all these in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's close our time together.